it on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 9th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just got a conversation with Bob over in Onaway. He attended our first Fun Shoot Pig Roast 6 years ago. Wanted to know about this year's event. I told him that due to low participation, low ticket sales, we've canceled the event for this year, but we've already rescheduled it. It is on the website, acconservatives.org. The 7th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast will be next year, the third Saturday in July, July 18th, 2026. So you guys have more than a year advance notice to mark your calendars. No excuses. If anybody talks about a family reunion, well, I can do it on any Saturday other than July 18th next year, 2026, because I'm going to attend the Fun Shoot Pig Roast next year. Now, I've already thought about this. I'm going to set up a debate, and I'm going to moderate the debate between the candidates that choose to show up for governor as well as the U.S. Senate. This is going to be a couple of weeks before the August primary. This will be well advertised, well in advance. There'll be no reason any of these candidates say they have something planned because it's more than a year out. I am personally going to reach out to John James, Eric Nesbitt, Mike Cox, any other candidate that is getting ready to announce for governor on the Republican side, as well as Mike Rogers and anybody else that chooses to primary challenge him. I am going to moderate the debate. So it's going to be a great time. You can bring your firearms and ammunition. The gun ranges will be open. The pin shoot will be set up. And we will be training the young people on firearm safety, just like we had planned for this year. But it's all got postponed to next year. We're going to make it a big event. We're going to make it a debate between the governor candidates and the U.S. Senate candidates. And if Mike Rogers ends up being unopposed, we'll still invite him to come and speak to us. We'll see if he shows up. So it's going to be next year. If you go to the website, acconservatives.org, it's already been changed, updated. I've already talked with Rick Young of Village Market. He's going to give us the pork next year as a donation. I've already contacted Ian Murphy. put him on notice, not this year, but next year. Everybody's on board. It's going to be a huge event. This event next year will sell out. So we're looking forward to it. Mark your calendars. Saturday, July 18th, 2026, noon to 4 p.m. And if you've already bought your ticket and haven't been refunded yet through our PayPal account, send me a text message, and I'll give it over to the girl handling that for us, and we'll make sure you get your money back for this year. You should have received your refunds already, but if you haven't, send me a text, and I'll get the girl on it right away, and we'll take care of it for you. We're going to continue on with this MERS/Detroit news story. Eric Nesbitt demanding a federal investigation into the MEDC grant tied to Whitmer Associate. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Toski wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Again, just text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link to the website acconservatives.org for next year's event. No excuses, guys. No family reunions, no school reunions, none of that. same language I'm using with these candidates. I'm giving you more than a year advance notice. This will be a debate between the governors and the U.S. Senate candidates. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be a ton of fun. Getting back to this story, because it's so long, very interesting dynamic is happening right now in Lansing. And honestly, it couldn't happen to two of the most favorite people I have on planet Earth, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. We're going to get into Jocelyn Benson's situation in the third hour, next hour. But I'm going to stay focused on Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A known associate is what they call her. Faye Beydoun, Beydoun, was appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer to be on the executive committee of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. She got this grant from the fiscal year budget 2023, $20 million to create this new international business accelerator. This is the new techie term that they use for organizations that focus on accelerating business activities with a very clear and defined statement that was introduced in language by the former Speaker of the House at the time, Jason Wentworth. Now, when contacted by the Detroit News, Wentworth denied seeking the money specifically for Beydoun's project. Jason, really, dude, that's going to be your answer. When you wrote and put specific language in there stating that the grant money shall be awarded to an international business accelerator located in a city with a population of between 83,500 and 84,000 people, in which said city is in a county with a population between 1.25 million and 1.3 million people, according to the most recent U.S. Census. Support the growth of the Michigan economy by attracting top international entrepreneurs to establish their companies in Michigan with a focus on next generation medical services and equipment, agriculture, engineering, design and development, and other technology-focused industries. Funds shall be used for the establishment of the accelerator and its operating support, end quote, was Jason Wentworth's language that he put into the bill for the legislative enhancement grant that was going to be issued by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. CEO Quentin Messer Jr., a traveling companion of Governor Gretchen Whitmer, most recently going to Australia on June 25th on an economic development visit. Well, guess what? They're out of the country. The Attorney General executed search warrants and served them at the MEDC's downtown Lansing headquarters in mid-June, June 18th of 2025. Well, consequently, the Detroit News now has got a hold of this story. They're on it. And they obtained an email from Faye Beydoun to Trish Foster. Who's Trish Foster? She is Governor Gretchen Whitmer's chief operating officer. The Attorney General's filing notes that the investigators interviewed a Global Link employee who indicated that, quote, Messer and Beydoun were friends. and did nothing to investigate her complaint that the Global Link company was operating with no oversight and was misspending money. She's a whistleblower. Her name is not mentioned in the story, but she's the one that turned in and filed the complaint about this company that Faye Baydoun got the $20 million to create. The emails also indicate that Baydoun had a series of meetings with the MEDC in the summer of 2021, seeking approval for her Global Business Accelerator Plan. Meetings that occurred while she was on the MEDC board and long before the legislature approved the appropriation itself in 2023. Senate Minority Leader and also gubernatorial candidate Eric Nesbitt took issue with media reports that Whitmer signed and sent a letter written on her behalf by Baydoun to Qatari officials, encouraged them to communicate with Baydoun, quote, off the record. Detroit News reported that a draft letter attached to a Baydoun email that appeared to be written by Governor Whitmer invited the Qatar Deputy Prime Minister to come and visit Michigan. Baydoun told Messer in an email that she had positive discussions with Whitmer and her chief of staff, Joanne Holes, about the governor taking a trip to the Arab Gulf region, stating that she contacted the Qatar Embassy in Washington, as well as the U.S. Embassy in Qatar. The news reported this via a FOIA request that they obtained from the governor's office. Foster was also copied on the email, returned the proposed letter with the governor's signature within 1 week, according to the Detroit News story. In light of the governor's recent travel to Qatar alongside an individual affiliated with a known terrorist organization, as well as the potential involvement of a foreign government, I believe there is sufficient cause for the U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI to initiate a thorough investigation into this matter. Signed in a letter by Eric Nesbitt to the Department of Justice as well as the FBI. In closing, Nesbitt added, a full investigation is essential to identify any potential threats or breaches and ensure that no foreign entity is granted inappropriate access or influence over Michigan's economic future, said Nesbitt in his letter. Folks, this particular situation, this particular investigation may be taken away from the Attorney General Dana Nessel's office. If Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, and her Department of Justice, along with Kash Patel's FBI, decides to start an investigation into this matter at the federal level, this could be the end of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's political career. It's not just the money laundering scheme of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, which I have been screaming about for 15 years. But when you factor in now the governor's recent travel to Qatar with an individual affiliated with a known terrorist organization, I don't even know who that is, not even mentioned or referred to specifically in this story, But this becomes very suspect. And then when you factor in the fact that the $20 million went unaccounted, that was given to Faye Baydoun, this is starting to connect some dots that are getting very, very, very interesting. And then you factor in sitting alongside an individual affiliated with a known terrorist organization. God only knows who that is. Well, if this ends up being investigated by the feds, this could be the end of Gretchen Whitmer. Not looking good for the governor of the state of Michigan. And I find this all very interesting because of the timing of when the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, chose to exercise and serve those search warrants on the MADC at their headquarters in Lansing. When Quentin Messer Jr. was out of the country with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Very, very, very interesting. So we'll continue to follow this story, see where it goes, see, in fact, whether or not the U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI decides to investigate pursuant to Eric Nesbitt's letter. And see, the point of the matter is there's no political agenda against Whitmer because she's term limited out. Nesbitt's letter, his request to the U.S. Department of Justice folks, is based on facts that were actually started by the Democrat Attorney General, Dana Nessel, on June 18th. When she chose to exercise the search warrants. When she raided the MEDC's office. When she took materials, cell phones, computers out of their office. Going to be very, very, very interesting where this goes. Now, this story appears to be focused on the MEDC, Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of the MEDC, and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Meanwhile, another request has been turned in to the same U.S. Department of Justice, Pam Bondi, Attorney General, and Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, regarding Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. We're going to get into that story in the next half hour. This investigation could end up possibly resulting in charges coming from the federal level against our Attorney General or our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, because the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, chose not to investigate her. Now it's being requested to be done by the feds. Second half hour of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.